Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Kristen, what's the one thing you learned about a girl's trip that everything revolves around?
Pooping.
Pooping.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know we were going here. Okay.
We've been on different girls' trips.
Can I tell you, every girls' trip I have ever been on, you have the friends that have the tummy issues. And one of my friends deals with not being able to release the demons, and another friend deals with too many demons being released. And I kid you not, every single girls' trip I go on, there is a conversation about pooping.
What a neat bunch of girls you have.
Yeah, sexy.
Well, is this a mom thing, or is this talking about your own poop or your kids' poop? Just your own poop?
Just ours. And this is not a mom thing. We were discussing this prior to, like, it's been, when I look back over the years, some of us, when we travel, I do not have this issue. Thank the Lord. I guess, big hat tip to my probiotic. I don't have this issue, but there are two friends who, when they travel, it is just, it is a nightmare. Another girl's trip I went on, this is a different girl. She had the same issues, could not go to save her life. There's always tummy troubles when we go on girls' trips.
So the poop cycle doesn't mesh up like your periods do when you hang out together?
No. There's no syncing. There's no syncing of the bowel movements, Bert. That is not the case. Yeah, but one friend, she had to Instacart the stuff to get stuff moving. Yeah. Yes, she was so backed up for so long.
That's such an interesting story.
You're Whoa. Welcome.
This is so fun.
you wrote that down and thought, we're going to talk about this on the show.
And absolutely. We did. Yeah, and she could write off the whole trip. But with all the girls that you went to in overseas, did you guys ever talk about poop?
Never once. But they didn't know each other. They were strangers.
So how long do you need to know each other before the poop conversation just flows freely, unlike your poop?
All right, let's see. Amanda, I've known since third grade, so we're talking 36 years. I think you just start running out of things to talk about. How many times can you go over the same drama before you just start talking about your bowels?
No, the reminiscing is always... The drama... there's more drama now with us than there was when we were in our
20s. Really?
And it's like...
It all starts with feces.
No. And now it's like, it's heavier drama. So it takes a toll. And I guess it just takes a toll on your digestive system.
Okay.
You're neat.
Mom couldn't even come out to dinner with us. She was holed up in the room one night.
Yeah, I mean, triple down. Go ahead.
Is she okay now?
I love how men think about girls' trips and girls' nights and sleepovers as like lingerie and pajamas. And really, it's just, I haven't pooped in 7 days.
her little tummy was so bloated. I felt so bad for her.
Oh, yeah, that 3 months pregnant look.
Yes.
And then you start holding it.
Yes. Like you're hearing in a poop, baby.
I thought we were done a minute and a half ago.
No, still going. Three.
Turns out we're not.
Yeah.
Katie, you want to save us?
Yeah.
Get us out, Katie. Get
all
us out.
All right, let's talk about couples. Okay. Nothing that has to do with poop something, or anything like that.
Something sexy.
Do you all know that one couple that just goes back and forth, like they're on and off, on and off. They can never get it right. And it's like, why can't you all see that you are not just meant for each other?
Right.
Stop
right.
dealing with each other.
Uh-huh.
You and Candle Girl?
Oh, she's long gone.
Don't bring her up. Do not sabotage this new relationship.
Are you trying to get me cut right now?
Ooh, she's long gone.
Yes. That is a prime example, Kristen. Ooh, that's a good one.
She pooped on you.
Again, I have no issues with in that area.
At what point, like how many breakups and getting back together do you realize like, okay, this is just never going to work? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 5?
What's the toxic number?
Ask the veteran.
What's the toxic number?
What? Look. What's the toxic number?
For me, it was 5.
5? After 2, you didn't think, maybe this person isn't right for me.
Oh, no, I've gone more than 2.
I've gone more than 2.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I have as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like you get one breakup. Nah. You get one.
Abby, you
get
you gotta get a second date before you...
Dude.
It's not your department.
These guys are breaking up with you before they go out with you. Does that even count towards your number?
They're not even breaking up with me. I can't even get one breakup. Y'all got 5?
Anywho.
Okay, well, this is not about me. This is about a friend of mine who is in that situation. She just can't shake this dude. She can't let him go. And right now, they're in their on moment right now.
Okay, so we're on.
Mm-hmm. And during this on period, they have an agreement that they're going to be very transparent about what's going on, and if someone else pops into the picture, they would let someone else know.
Oh, good. The transparent person. Phase, that's going to be it. That'll be the nail in the coffin if they really, truly do it.
And so she's like, okay, this is going to work for us. Cool. This guy has a couple of properties, and her lease at her apartment was up, and he's like, you know what? You can move into one of my townhomes, and everything will be cool, and I'll be your landlord. She's like, okay, cool. Why not have a landlord that I know and trust?
Sounds like a great idea.
Wait. You're her friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Did none of you throw the flag on this play? Because, like, if you're in a healthy relationship, there's even a little bit of hesitation. But when you're an on-again, off-again, toxic relationship, and then you just happen to be in the on phase, and you're going to move into one of his properties, and he's going to be your landlord, that smells like just pure disaster.
There's no flag throwing because common sense is out the window. They are thriving off of their tension. So it makes sense to you because you're in a healthy relationship. But to them, for some reason, this makes sense.
She thought this was a good idea.
She did. And she's also one of those friends that, once you tell her once, you can't talk her out or anything after that. You just got to be like, all right, go ahead.
Okay.
Hard head makes for a soft behind.
Do you? Y'all never heard that one?
Y'all never heard that
one? What does that even mean?
Oh, you hear that in the black household once a week.
Is that right?
Abby needs a definition, please. Why does your behind got to be soft?
I don't know. That's just what you told her. If you're being a hard head.
Your parents are going to put hands on your behind because you're not listening.
So she moved into the neighborhood in his townhome, and she's like, okay, if I'm in this new neighborhood, let's get to know my neighbors. So 2 doors down, there was this woman who she saw outside and was like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Let me give you a rundown on everybody who lives here. So they're catching up, and she
doesn't know that her landlord is her boyfriend. She just thinks this is a chick that's moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah. This woman just thinks, hey, there's a new neighbor who happens to be my friend. And so she's telling her, hey, since you moved in, this is everything you need to know about what's going on. The people, the HOAs, the people who are just going to be nosy neighbors. And then she introduces herself and she's like, I see the unit you're in. I know the owner of that unit. She's telling my friend this. My friend was like, okay, cool. Well, how do you know the owner? And she's like, girl, he is so fine. And, you know, like, we've been talking. And she starts running down everything and says they even hooked up. Like, she is telling her everything.
Come on now.
And so my friend was like, really? Yeah. So my friend wants to get more information. She just questions this woman. What else? How long? When? Where? How? Who? What? Everything. And now she has befriended this woman. She has not told him that she knows all this stuff because she's like, hey, our agreement was we would tell one another.
Damn.
But he didn't do that. He broke that agreement. And now she's sitting on this information, like contemplating what her next move is going to be.
What's the next move? I don't know. All I know is her behind is soft.
So is Kristen's friends.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.